In the 12th verse of Psalm 31, we read David's words as follows: I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. Now these words, strong words, very much sum up the depths of the suffering which the psalmist had endured, which bring forth this sentiment: I'm forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. I'm alone. I'm gone. And throughout the psalm, we see the contrast between how awful David's plight is, how awful this man's plight is, how hated of men he is, how despised he is, how persecuted he is, how wretched he is. We see the contrast between his awful state, his awful plight, and his continual trust and faith in his God. Never does his faith falter. He is always looking up, and he is always praising God. Despite the fact he gets to this crescendo of suffering in stating, I'm forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I'm like a broken vessel. I'm in great trouble and grief. My life is spent with grief and my years with sighing. I'm as a dead man. Despite the great depths to which he is brought, he never ceases to praise God, to trust in his God, to look up and to hope. No matter how far down he is, no matter how desperate his state, faith rises up and he sees in heaven above the answer to all the trouble that he's brought into. There is no trouble, not even death, from which his God cannot deliver him. And this psalm is a wonderful contrast between the depth of suffering of the psalmist and the depth of suffering of that man of whom he is but a figure, the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a wonderful contrast between the depths of suffering and the great rise, the swelling forth of faith that rises up above it all and still in the end hopes in God. And it's a wonderful example to us and a wonderful encouragement to us as we go through life as believers, as we encounter the same sorts of trouble that David as a man encountered before us. It's a wonderful encouragement that no matter how hard the way, no matter how great the persecution, no matter how difficult the trial, no matter how great the grief that comes upon us, if we have faith in God, if God is our Saviour, if Christ is our Saviour, if he's put faith in our heart, then there is no trouble that comes our way that faith cannot rise up over and find peace and comfort in the Saviour. This contrast between the trouble that David endures and his faith in his God, who is his rock and his fortress, reaches its crescendo at the end of the psalm when he cries out unto others, O love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Oh, love the Lord, all ye saints. He will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He'll not let you go. He will not let you perish. As Christ says in John 10, all those sheep that are in the Father's hands, all Christ's sheep, shall never be plucked out of his hands. They shall never perish. No matter what state they're brought into, no matter how hard, how terrible the persecution or the trial that they endure, no matter what grievous illness they might be brought into, no matter what bereavement they might have, no matter that they might lose all friends and family, as Job lost so many of his friends and family, no matter what ailment that may come upon them, as with Job, no matter how close to death they may be, God will deliver them. God will deliver them. They shall never perish. Faith will always find an answer. Faith will always be answered. From the worst of circumstances, when the weak faith of a believer cries out in desperation to his God, that God will answer. Faith will always find an answer. God will always provide grace sufficient for the day. God is always mindful of his people, no matter where they are or what the circumstance. David's grief went over his head. I am forgotten as a dead man. As a dead man out of mind. Nobody cares. Nobody cares for me. Indeed, everybody wants me dead. Such is the hatred of mine enemies for me. Even friends and neighbours, they'd rather I was gone and out of sight. But my God hears my cries. O love the Lord, all ye his saints. Because the Lord is ever mindful of his people. The Lord's love for his own is a love that will never be dimmed. It will never be quenched. It will never be offended. He loves those that didn't love him. He loves those that don't deserve his attention or his care. He loves those who hated him. He loves those who threw their life, every day of their lives, let him down and turn their back on him and treat him badly. He loves those who have not loved him. Then his love is a love that will never be quenched, never dimmed, never taken away. He will always love his own, even to the end. Then love the Lord, all ye his saints. Because with a love like this, a care like this, a devotion like this, with assurance like this, here is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Here is a friend who will never leave you. Here is a friend, a help, a saviour, who will never depart. He will provide all your wisdom. You who are foolish, who have no wisdom, he will be all your wisdom. You who are so weak, utterly without strength, he will be all your strength. You who have nothing, he will be your all. Then love the Lord, all ye his saints. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. All ye that hope in the Lord. If you hope in man, if you trust man, whether it be others or yourself, then ultimately your hope and your trust will be dashed. For man does not love as God loves. A man is not wise as God is wise. A man does not have the strength that God has. Men let you down. And yourself lets you down. You may say, well, I don't trust others. I've been let down by others. I know that friends come and go. I know that in the end I can't rely on others. But I can help myself. I can stand myself. I can judge right myself. And in so doing you show your own folly. Because ultimately circumstances will prove that you cannot help yourself. You cannot trust yourself. And you have no strength. Put in the right circumstances, God can take the strongest man and make him weak. God can take the wisest man and make him a fool. God can take the richest man and make him poor. God can bring you to nothing. And if he has a purpose to love you and to save you, then he will bring you to nothing. Perhaps not outwardly. Perhaps before others you may still have some riches, some standing, some wisdom, some strength. But spiritually he'll bring you to nothing. And you'll know that you're nothing. And he'll show you that you're nothing. And in the end you will cry out, I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I'm nothing. But if he puts faith in your heart to accompany it, if he uses that to bring you to his feet, if he uses that to bring you to Christ to cry out for salvation, then though you've been brought there like David was brought there, you will cry out, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. David's psalm is a psalm which contrasts the desperate state through which he's brought and the conquering victory of faith over all because of that Saviour whom faith clings to. Which is why, as with other psalms, he addresses this psalm to the chief musician. Because there, in the chief musician, in Christ and in God the Father, he has all his hope. God is his strength. We read through the psalm, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock for an house of defence to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore for thy name's sake lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me. For thou art my strength. Into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities, and hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. So we see his trust and his praise of God in whom he hopes. In verse 9 he enlarges upon the grief which he's brought into. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief. Yea, my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief. And my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity. And my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbours, and a fear to mine acquaintance. They that did see me without fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel, for I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side. While they took counsel together against me, they devised to take away my life. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies, and from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord. I have called upon thee. Let the wicked be ashamed, and let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he hath showed me his marvellous kindness in a strong city. For I said in mine haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried unto thee. O love the Lord, all ye his saints. For the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. So we see the great trial David was brought into, the great trouble. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eyes consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly. My life is spent with grief, my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity. We see how he's forgotten. We see how others have slandered him. We see how they have devised to take away his life. And yet he finds his God to be a fortress in which he can hide, a rock in which he can shelter. He finds his God to be the one in whose secret presence he can hide from the pride and the animosity of men. He sees his God to be as a pavilion in whom he can secretly hide from the strife of tongues. No matter what is going on around him, his God is a refuge. Wherever he is, whatever the circumstance, inwardly by faith he can run into this fortress where nobody can harm him. They, as it were, fire their arrows at him. They wave their swords at him. They devise how they might put him to death. And there he is stood before them, and they can hit him and harm him and speak against him and bring all manner of trial upon him outwardly. But inwardly by faith he's hidden away in a fortress. In his heart, he is hidden in his God. He's secretly hiding in a pavilion, in the presence of God. And all this goes on around him. But in his heart, by faith, he's hidden. Nothing they do can get to him, because his God is his hope and his salvation. He is his rock and his fortress. Do you know anything of this? Do you know anything of the opposition and the grief that David knew? opposition that comes because you name the name of Jesus Christ. Opposition that comes because you won't walk with the worldly. You won't walk in the counsel of the ungodly, as it says in Psalm 1. Opposition that comes because, having been brought to faith in Christ, you're different. And no matter how you may appear, no matter how you may dress or walk or talk, the difference is seen. People can look past the exterior and they recognize the difference. And should you ever speak of Jesus Christ, the hatred will come forth. And the persecution will come. But you will know that no matter what men may say, that God is a fortress and a rock. Ultimately, you're in the best place. Ultimately, you have a great hope set before you. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. All ye that hope in the Lord. Well, David writes, as with the other Psalms, from great personal experience. In order to teach David spiritual realities, God put him in circumstances where he felt and understood them personally. He did have people that sought his life. Saul sought his life. Others sought his life. He did have hatred against him. He did have trouble from friends and family. His own children rose up against him. He had great grief from Absalom and others. He knew it personally. But he was taught it that he might understand both the deliverance of God for him personally out of his troubles, but also that he might understand in type and figure what his Saviour would endure for him. Because these are the words not just of David but of Christ. And Christ, the Son of God, knew what it was to be in trouble. Christ, the Son of God, the King of Kings, of whom David the King was a figure, of whom David the Prophet was a figure, of whom David the Priest was a figure. Christ, the Son of God, knew what it was to live a life spent with grief and to pass the years with sighing. He knew what it was for his strength to fail because of his iniquity. You may say, but Christ was the Son of God. Christ, we read, was the one man without sin. Indeed he was. But Christ, as the sinless man, as the perfect man, as the just one, as the righteous, came in the place of sinners to die in the place of sinners, and to take their iniquity, take their sin, take their sins, bear those sins, be made that sin, own that iniquity as his own, that he might take the judgment due unto them and take it upon himself, that he might save his people from their sins. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Then this sinless one must own and take their guilt and their iniquity as though it was his own. And because he did, his strength failed because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. Because of what he bore as their substitute, as their saviour, as their sacrifice, he endured what David endured, but greatly more so. David knew this in a manner. Christ knew what it was to bear the sins, not just of David, not just of you or I, but of many, of a multitude, that no man can number, of all his people throughout time. He bore all their sin, all their sins. He bore this huge mountain of iniquity and was consumed upon the cross under the fires of God's wrath as a consequence. Oh, the depths to which Christ sank. Mine iniquity. Christ bore the sins of many, his people's. It was made his. He took it and owned it that he should deliver them. Hence David can cry out unto them in the end, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Why? Because this man, Jesus Christ, David's Saviour, had brought about their deliverance. David knew that God saved him. And Christ knew. And Christ's faith was rewarded. And Christ with David encourages us that the same will be true of us. All who are in Christ, all who hope in the Lord, be of good courage. God delivered David from the mouth of the lion. God delivered Christ from the mouth of the lion. He delivered him from death. He died and he rose again. Then, believer, no matter what circumstance you're brought into, he will deliver you. David writes in prophecy of Christ, have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly. My life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbours, and a fear to mine acquaintance. They that did see me without fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel, for I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side. Whilst they took counsel together against me, they devised to take away my life. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies, and from them that persecute me. When Christ hung upon the cross, when everyone had deserted him, when everyone had abandoned him, when even his nearest, even the disciples, even his mother, even his family, even the nearest ones had failed to come to his aid, when for fear of man they'd all deserted him and left him, there he hung, forgotten, as a dead man out of mind, like a broken vessel. When he took the iniquity of others and bore it, and said, my strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed, when he took the iniquity of others, and his own father took the sword of justice in consequence and brought it down upon his own son and slew him. When the earth went dark because the light of the sun was taken away because of the sin that Christ bore, when the fires of God's wrath poured down upon the Saviour and he was burnt as they consumed the sin that he bore, when the judgment of God pounded him and bruised him, and when God the Father, as a result, turned aside because this one who was his son stood upon that cross, hung upon that cross, as the sinner. When even the Father forsook the Son as he poured out justice upon him. And when Christ cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Truly he could cry with a depth of feeling as David, I am forgotten as a dead man, out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. No man experienced this more than Christ did. Yet David, in measure, was brought to know it, that he might look through the ages and see his Saviour suffering for him, and know that Christ saved him because he suffered in his place. And he knew that Christ's faith in his God would be rewarded, as David's faith in his God was rewarded. I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side. While they took counsel together against me, they devised to take away my life. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies, and from them that persecute me. My times are in thy hand. Believer, whatever the trial, whatever the circumstance, whatever the times in which you pass, whatever the times in which you're brought to live, wherever you're brought to live, whatever the circumstance, wherever in this world you are caused to sojourn, whether you live in those countries which could be described as countries of plenty, or whether you live in those countries of poverty, or those countries of famine, or those countries which know warfare and the atrocities of war, whether you live in a place that seems peaceful, or a place in which the fear of death is all around you, whether you know good health, or whether you know your health to be taken away, and great bodily grief and affliction, whatever the circumstance, whatever the times, believer, your times are in his hand. David knew it. Christ knew it. Do you know it? My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. There is a time to be born. There is a time to die. All our times are in God's hands. There was a time in the sovereignty of God when he said, live. And we were brought forth from the womb. There will be a time in the sovereignty of God when he says, die. And we will go from this earth to stand before him. And if there has been another time in our life, when the Spirit of God has said unto our soul, live, then on that day when we stand before him, we will find that is a time in which he says, enter into glory and dwell with my Son forevermore. But if that time of the coming of the Spirit never came upon us, if we always ran from God, if we always shut our ears, if we always turned our back upon the gospel, if we always trod the blood of Christ underfoot, if we never heard the voice of God, if we never heard the voice of the Spirit, if we never had faith, then that time, that day, when we stand before God, will for us be the end of time and the beginning of eternity under the wrath and the judgment of God. Our times are in his hand. Do you know it? We have a sovereign God. He rules over all. We may be brought to great depths of suffering. that even these things are at his hand. And if we're Christ, therefore are good. Christ's people, God's people, are never left alone in the furnace of suffering. They're never left alone in the darkness. They're never left alone in the trial. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. He hears our cries. Faith is always heard. He delivers. He delivers. Our times are in his hands. There is a time to be born and a time to die. It's in God's hands, not man's. Man cannot take away our life, except God says now's the day. And we cannot bring ourselves unto life. We cannot put faith in our own hearts. We cannot receive salvation. Unless God says now is the day, he will be the one that brings us to life, not us. He will be the one that puts faith in our heart, not us. He will be the one that accepts us in Jesus Christ, in the Beloved. It won't be our accepting of him that saves us. He's the one that does the accepting. Our times are in his hands. His hand. He's the one that watches over all our times. All our times. Every day, every hour, every moment. He is always there. He is just a breath away. A cry of faith is all that separates. Where there is faith, there is God. Where there is faith, there is salvation. Where there is faith, there is hope. O love the Lord, all ye saints, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Where there is faith, there is deliverance. Where there is faith, there is a fortress and a rock in which we may hide. Where there is faith, there is God. He is there in the happy times and in the dark times. He is there in the easy times and in the hard times. The blessed times and the lonely times. He is there when we feel to be at death's door. And he is there when we rejoice. He is always with us. Always with his people. Oh, the hope that faith brings, whatever the circumstance. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind, but I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. You cannot write like this. You cannot speak like this. You cannot know this except God gives faith unto you. If you have faith, then in the worst of circumstance, you can look up to a Saviour who's trodden a path worse than yours, that he might deliver you from every foe, every trial, every difficulty, every enemy. If you have faith, then you can look up to him and know that all will be well. But without faith, in the darkness, in the trial, you are broken and you are lost. You can be as stoic as you like. You can walk backwards to the grave if you will. You can laugh and joke about it and make light of it as many dead, foolish men do as they approach death. But in reality, despite the outward exterior, despite what they put on, the face they put on before other men, when the reality of death comes and puts its hand upon their shoulder, they fear, with a fear that cannot be described, because they have no hope. There is no hope outside Jesus Christ. O sinner, you who know not Jesus Christ, learn this. There is no hope outside Christ. There is no riches in this world. There are no riches that you can take beyond the grave. There is no pleasure that you can take beyond the grave. There is no wisdom in this world that you can take beyond the grave. One day your life fleetingly will fly past you, and you will be an old man passing through the grave, or a young man passing through the grave, and you will stand before God. And if in the meantime he's not put faith in your heart, you have no hope. No hope. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind, David wrote. I am like a broken vessel, but I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. O love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful, and plentifully reward the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Where is your hope? Do you have any hope? Do you hope in the Lord? Do you have faith in Jesus Christ? Amen.